Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice light, Francis,
thanks.
On your face. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is quite a good... Francis,
wow.
Steph, Francis at
glowing.
The moment. Yeah, he's in... hello everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Steph. Steph, so Francis at the moment is in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
I feel like for some reason you're a traveller. You're well-travelled. Is that correct?
I love travelling. Obviously, this year prevented that, but I would, generally say that. Yeah, I went away with my friend when I was 19 to the little traveller bit. I hate it.
You didn't want to say it.
I didn't want to say it because I'm like, try and make it sound way more sophisticated.
Steph, you just said, what? You just went... When I was 19, I went on a trip with my friend because you didn't want to say you took a gap year.
No, I didn't. Absolutely
after
not.
After I was a gappy at this...
Yeah.
So wait, where did you go travelling on your gap year?
Didn't go to Mexico. Mm-hmm. But we went... Oh, no. Where did we go? Oh, wait. Mind blank. So we went to South America.
Great. Everyone does
Thailand.
That, yeah.
So I actually had to cut my trip short because... we went to Lao, and I don't know if you remember the tubing.
Yeah.
You know, you get in those rubber dinghies and you have to go from bar to bar.
Yeah.
We were like, had so skint, so I was like, I'm not buying myself like a rubber dinghy. I'll just hop on someone else's.
Fuck it, I'll just swim it.
Yeah, like...
Idiots.
What are they doing? What a waste of money. Anyway, so, you know, I'm there on the back of someone else's rubber dinghy thinking this is fucking genius. And the tides were quite high and everything and the currents, it was all like monsoon overflowed. So I fell off the back of the rubber dinghy and I literally got caught up all along the rocks and the stones.
Oh,
I mean, I actually, it sounds right, but I did think, well, this is it. This is how I'm going to go off the back of a bloody rubber dinghy. And
oh,
then
no.
Threw out one of those things. Oh, no, you sound so sympathetic, Francis. Oh, no. and then I caught onto it. And obviously, I'm here to tell the story, but I literally, like, cut myself up so bad. And then it was fine. They gave me loads of free booze because they felt sorry for me. Carried on. But then I got, like, my foot got really infected. And then I had to go to hospital. And they were like, well, we might have to, like, remove your big toe. So, and your big toe is actually, you know.
You balance. It.
It's balance.
It.
Yeah, it's balance.
Well, also for aesthetics.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the big toe is... very aesthetically pleasing, yeah.
Well,
you need it because it looks weird without it.
Wait, Steph, hang on a second. So you fell off the back of the dinghy and you had one of those moments, which I've actually weirdly had in South America, where I got stuck in, you know, waves come in like these groups.
Waves?
I got stuck in the...
Stuck in these waves?
A wave or like a ride in the...
Like, you know the waves, they go like this.
No, I was...
He's having to really dumb it down for me. Thank you, Jamie.
You know metal floats?
Yes.
I got stuck in these waves... that were like, it was like a set of like eight waves or seven waves, and they were huge. And I same as you, I had that same thing. I said, this is it. This is the way I'm going to die. I can't get out of this situation. It's really scary, isn't it, when that happened? Terrifying.
It is. It's like you kind of feel that. I wish I did something more kind of like empowering and, you know, inspirational afterwards, because I feel like when people have like a near death thing, they become really, I just got really pissed and danced all
but
night.
Then what happened? So you injured your I love that. You injured your big toe, and they were like, we might need to take it off.
Yeah, and obviously like we were in Bangkok and everyone was like, don't go to this like hospital and stuff, because they will just like
take your toes.
In fact, they'll just take my toes.
We need to take your liver as well. We need to take your kidneys.
You're here. So I had to cut my trip short, so I missed out on all the rest of the islands, which is probably not a bad thing anyway. Yeah, you know. But how's Mexico? I want to visit.
That sounded sincere as well. That sounded really sincere.
I just wanted to stop talking about my big toe, so I was like, let's quickly change the bloody subject.
Mexico's nice. I'm in Mexico City now. The weather is like 24 degrees, but it's they kind of put in restrictions when I arrived. So there's like you can't eat in any of the restaurants. So it's kind of similar to well, I don't know what London's like now, but I think it's quite. Mm. Well, you're allowed to take stuff away from the restaurants in London, right?
Mm. Yeah, I think you're allowed.
I don't steal, but yeah, maybe Jamie would with his past.
You're allowed to take things away from the rest.
So I came here because I thought it wasn't on lockdown, and it's actually gone into lockdown.
Wait, nice. Hold on, Steph, but I want to know. So lots of people, I think it's something like 70% of under 16-year-olds say that they want to be a content creator. So you know how popular it is, and the demand is extreme. Mm-hmm. How did you break through? Because you didn't do a TV show, do anything like that.
What was the big post?
I started off basically like 4 years ago. Obviously, Instagram wasn't quite like what it is now. And like for me, like I said earlier, like I'm not academic. I did like nannying. I did like a makeup course and stuff like that. And I come from like sport is like my love. Like absolutely love it. And that's where I'm happiest. So everyone, like family, was like, just follow what makes you like happy. And obviously like Instagram, I saw other people doing it, but all they were kind of, what I could see was posting was kind of like butt selfies and stuff like that. And there was no kind of popular, like, which is great. I mean, you know, love it. Not my ones, other people's.
Don't you do butt selfies?
No. Do you?
Jamie does.
I don't do butt selfies.
You've done a butt selfie, haven't you?
What do you mean a butt selfie?
With the one in Japan. You did a butt selfie with Ugo.
Oh, I did a picture of my butt. Yeah, but I've
That is
I've,
a butt selfie.
Okay, yeah. I have, out of all my things on my body, I have quite a good bottom, so I'm quite proud of it.
Be proud of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be proud of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
No worries. So you saw all these people doing butt selfie and things like that. So then you thought, I want to do something different.
And I understand how do you achieve these kind of goals and stuff like that. And also like, it's quite a big step and it's kind of like embarrassing. I felt like kind of embarrassed all of a sudden, like start posting like fitness stuff kind of like out of the blue when you don't really have a following.
You've got to overcome that sort of initial shame.
You do. And it is, it's that kind of, you know, people are like, are you doing that?
Because I guess it could feel, I've always had this problem with Instagram, with it feels like egocentric a bit, but actually it's like a business. If you treat it like, you know, you keep going
exactly.
And do it like you did, you've obviously had achieved huge success.
But I want to hear this.
I started posting videos, so like video content. In that way I could then be like, well, no, it's not embarrassing because I'm posting content like for my clients, so they can like see those exercises and stuff like that. And then I basically, the views like just like started like kicking off. I had like 1,000 followers and like one of my videos got like 50,000 views, and I was like, okay, so this is where, like, this is how I'm going to grow and like start like a business. And then
you find your niche.
Yeah, exactly. And then kind of try and find like like-minded people, and then like other massive accounts who like would share me, and we're sharing other people. And then that was quite a lot of power in that then. And then I kind of just like spiraled and grew.
So you build it through the community. You find like-minded people and grow, which is actually people. It's the way to do it. You know, this is my problem with the sort of educational system is that it's so archaic in the way that you're not meant to copy or collaborate or do all these different things. You're meant to do exams by yourself. But actually, in life is about copying and collaborating and working with one another and helping each other grow and build.
Exactly.
But can I ask, it's because obviously you're a beautiful girl and great at fitness and things like that. Did you have mainly female base at the beginning, or did it start as a guys, you know, clicking on you and watching you because you were a good looking girl and things like that, or did it build differently?
So like it's always been more women. So like now Amazing. It's like, I think 17% is men following me and the rest is women. So yeah. I've always had like a very strong women base, which is like obviously super important.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, like that's, you want women to come to you and feel like it's accessible and totally. Relatable and everything like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, you get some, you know, weird
guys
DMs and stuff.
Have you had any weird messages to your DMs?
Oh yeah.
From some ginger guy in Mexico.
Yeah. I wasn't following her.
Unfollows instantly when we hang up.
Oh, God, I've sent her some weird messages.
Ignore those messages. It was a joke.
We had Nina Nesbitt on the podcast, who's a singer, you know, quite a big singer, Scottish singer. And I had totally forgot that I had messaged her on Twitter back in the day, asking her on a date.
And oh, I love that.
She brought it up on the podcast.
Oh,
and I was
good
like,
on
really?
Her.
Did I? Yeah, but I was actually so polite. And she said, sorry, I can't have a boyfriend. I said, well, listen, don't worry about it. I'm better than him.
Yeah.
Pick me.
But do you know what's interesting? I suppose the follow-on question from that, not question, but this sort of conversation is that, you know, social media is this odd place that people need to realize is that, you know, for example, I have a great friend called Georgie. She has a new company. She was looking to use different influencers and stuff like that. And she found a couple of people. But the problem was, which she didn't realize at the beginning, is that she's using sort of different content creators, influencers, whatever it is, who had their audience was, you know, men living in Brazil. And they have sort of 2 million followers and things like that. But the audience is totally not what you actually know it is. So it's amazing that you've built this sort of core female audience for yourself. Because I suppose that's not rare, but it's tough to do, right?
Yeah, it is. And I'm, you know, I think because of the type of subjects maybe that I cover and things I speak about is probably potentially why, but obviously I'm so grateful for that. And it is, you know, like this year especially, you know, with all my, like I started doing obviously lives this year and that's helped me massively this year. And I think it's just kind of like building that community and having that community feel rather than, because obviously Instagram, it does feel like, Frances, you said, it's kind of it's very self-indulgent and you kind of feel like that you're constantly like posting about yourself and stuff, which you have to do. But if you can do it in a way that you're also like giving something
adding
back
value
and adding value to it, I think that's kind of like the key or like the advice that I would.
Well, people love that kind of, what they call it, fitspiration. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Is that what it's called? I thought.
Sure. Sure, go for it. Sure, Frances.
They want to feel like they're working towards something that's attainable. And obviously, you're giving them the tools that you've used, right?
Yeah. And I think, like, a lot of people, I mean, I know, like, growing up, for example, like Instagram space, all I ever saw was, like, really tall, skinny models. And that's never been, like, my body. And so, Instagram is an amazing space as well because there's so many different types of bodies. And I think now more than ever, girls want to aim to feel good in themselves rather than like, you know, and obviously that's so flattering. People are like, oh, goals, like you're amazing, I want to look like you. But I always say like that's just no, like this, don't aim for someone else
no,
or something else.
You're never gonna get like me. No, it's impossible. You're never gonna be like me.
No, but like,
not so fast.
One step at a time. Come on. Yeah. Look, this is taking me years. You're never going to get there.
Yeah, and then that's my motivational speech and they fuck off. So yeah.
That's what happened to me. People found me incredibly unrelatable on Instagram because I was too good looking. They couldn't handle all of my hotness. That's what they did. They were literally
You're almost on a million now. Is that right?
Well, I thought I was...
That's so condescending. Yeah. Hey, that's no, cute. You're nearly on a million. Oh,
Jamie.
So sweet.
Oh, it's cute. No, but it isn't like a milestone.
Yeah. It is like a milestone. I can have a big party when it happens. But it's true. But I tell you what's different. You know, Instagram, I haven't bought all of them, though. I haven't bought any of them. But,
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely sure. I tell you what, in lockdown, Sophie and I started doing these videos. We were doing these sort of couple videos and thought it was really fun. I lost 20,000 followers because of it, because everyone's just like, fuck
seriously?
Off.
Seriously? I actually watched, me and Alex watched it together, the one, and I was crying with laughter. I don't know if it's like a sense of humour, but when Sophie was behind you and you were putting... I thought that was genius.
These were the TikTok videos.
No. Loads of different ones. Turns out people hated them. Don't know why. Oh, they really did not like them.
I think you should bring that content back.
Yeah, but do you know what's funny, Seb, is that...
Hemorrhage all your followers.
Yeah, lose them all.
Yeah, better to charge up a hill with 10 people than drag 100.
It's interesting, right, because I think... So social media is now becoming, quite rightly, a place for people to absorb different things, whether that's cooking, fashion, fitness, makeup, beauty,
propaganda.
Whatever. But it is. It is where people can do that. And the hard thing is that I'm not offering anything. You know, yes, we do a podcast and things like that, which is quite fun, but that's a podcast. So on Instagram, I don't offer anything. You're just following me because it's Jamie. You know, that's the only reason I post pictures about myself or whatever it is. And so it's quite hard. This is me trying to defend. So it's fucking hard to get to me.
No, oh my God, I wasn't being condescending either at all. No, and I don't think that's true at all, like, because you're funny and you're...
Yeah, Jamie, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, and also, like, when you said, like, oh, you lost those followers, like, for me, like, there was a point when I was just purely posting fitness videos, and I would have grown and continued to grow way faster and way more if I'd have just continued to do that. But it was making me so incredibly unhappy.
Really?
And like, I, like, the first time I posted like a lifestyle picture, and I lost like followers. People were like, I don't want to see that. And I'm like, I don't want my whole thing to just be around like fitness, because there's so much more that I'm interested in and passionate about. And I think, like, I did lose loads and loads of followers, but also, like, if you don't want to be on that journey with me, then, like, that's okay. I want to do something that's...
Did you do a video saying that?
Yeah.
Did you say, well, fuck off then.
Fuck off. You don't want my lifestyle pictures. Leave me alone.
But Steph, there's actually two things actually which I admire from you that you've said. The first thing that you said is that at the beginning you were very self-conscious of posting these fitness videos, because everyone was looking at it going, you know, all your buddies who are following you going, why the hell are you doing that? Why the hell are you doing this? And what's amazing about that is that in life you have to block out the noise, because there's always going to be noise about what you're doing. People are going to criticize, they're going to say what you should be doing, shouldn't you doing. And if you want to do it and it makes you happy, and this is to the listener, if you want to do anything in life, go for it if you want to do it. Don't listen to people telling you not to do it. And loads of people stop doing things because they're embarrassed or concerned or self-conscious.
Shame of, like, you know, you feel, oh, I couldn't possibly because of you. Exactly, you're so concerned. And then you just kind of end up putting it off. And it's just like, just do it. Like,
well, that's the thing is, you'll never please everyone. And also, you can't live your life based on the, you know, arbitrary feedback from random people on the internet. You've got to do what you want to do and find your audience. You know?
And if you look at like hate comments and people who are hating on you and stuff, I don't know who said it to me the other day, but someone said, no one who's truly, really happy is going to say something nasty or rude
negative,
to you.
Yeah.
So it's, if someone's saying something negative or saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, it's probably because they're also in a space where they're being negative. So
yeah, there's a whole psychology on it where people actually reflecting their own hatred, their own pain through hatred.
Called projection.
That's what they do. It's like when I was, I don't know if you watched it, got to the final Strictly Come Dancing, but whatever.
Hey, you came second.
I did come second. Nice. Well,
amazing.
Yeah,
it's actually like... I actually won quite a lot of money on that because I said you were going to come second.
Don't worry about it, guys. There was a point where people really weren't liking me because of my crap dancing, and you know someone wrote quite a few times, Jamie's like the turd that you can't flush.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Or another one was which like
that's
Jamie,
a compliment though.
Yeah, but also because I watched some of your yeah exactly love that. But I watched some of your dances and everything, and it's great. And also, you know, you're not a dancer. You are now.
That's obvious to us all.
But like, what I mean is sorry.
What, Steph? What are you trying to say?
You're really not a dancer.
My favourite was the 90s dance.
What were the 90s?
Which one was that?
Where you were dancing, you were doing like the hip hop dancing.
Oh,
you nearly did it.
And
dance. I thought that outfit you were wearing was sick. You should wear that like more often.
I like the Hercules. That was my favourite. I thought that was great. But what I mean is that like you are learning a new skill and you fully chucked yourself into it, and that's kind of
totally.
You know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's it. But also, the second thing I was going to say to you, Steph, is the thing that you said that I really admire about you, which other people should listen to as well, and really important, is you, and this is sort of a metaphor for life, right? The fact that you started posting things on Instagram that wasn't what people wanted to see, but you did it because the other stuff wasn't making you happy. And so many people in life follow down a path, whether it's a relationship, work, whatever it is, where they're not enjoying it but they feel like they have to do it. And it's so important to adapt and change, because if you don't, yeah, you're going to sink. Do you not think so?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. If I'd have carried on doing what I was doing, I think I either would have just quit, like, and or it would have come to a head, and I would have just been so low and absolutely
hated. Life is, you know, short. You don't want to waste any time doing something that's not making you happy, right?
Exactly.
You know? And I think these days we're lucky because we've got these platforms like Instagram or whatever. You know, obviously they've got their downsides, but it's given everyone the opportunity to basically try to create the career they want, you know, to do the things that you want to do and make you happy.
100%.
Do you think, Steph, that people really adore you and follow you is because you are so real and so relatable, and you don't really pretend you're anyone else?
That's nice. I don't know.
If you do
say
so yourself. Yes, yeah. That's exactly why.
Yes.
Because I'm authentic.
Yes.
I just keep it real.
But yes, you are. Like, sorry to make you feel awkward over that, but it's true. You are, and take it as a compliment, because you are incredibly authentic. And you know, that's why my girlfriend said to me, she said the reason why Steph's so great is because you are just very real. And my girlfriend loves that. She can't stand unauthenticness and fakeness. Well, she hates me, but she can't
inauthenticity.
But inauthenticity.
That morning when I met her, though, that was literally, I felt like I hadn't seen any people for so long. I was just like so weird. Like, first of all, when we saw, I'm so blind as well, like my eyesight is terrible. So like her and Melissa like came in, and my first instinct, I just like staring at them, I'm like, I didn't really say anything. Because you know, just first meet people, you want to be like, hi, but like you don't really know what to say. It's like, seen you on the telly. Or like, do you know what I mean? You just don't know what the like right thing to say is. And then obviously we got talking and it just all unleashed. I mean, she's actually very, they're both of them very, they're funny.
Yeah,
witty,
they're great.
But, yeah.
But anyway, so it's true though, but you are authentic and you're real. And you know, it doesn't, you sort of, I think that's what people relate to, because I think people try and become a version. You know, and I, if I'm totally honest, I had this for a few years when I did Made in Chelsea. I'm energetic and loud.
Just
and
a few years.
Yeah. But you know, I definitely turned the volume up in terms of who I was. You know, this became bigger and bigger, like this. And what happens is you start to burn yourself out because you can't sustain someone. What do you think? Francis is sort of half giggling.
I'm like, what's
he gonna
say?
I can't be this larger than life character non-stop. I'm going to burn out. I've got to slow down.
But you can't keep that that persona up for if it's false,
yeah,
it's so incredibly hard to constantly. I mean, that's so different for both of you because it's your public eye. I'm just Instagram. To,
true,
keep
I'm
that...
really famous.
Hey, but Jamie, I think actually it's.
What, I think you're right. I'm so famous.
He's always saying that.
So authentic.
But Jamie, when you were doing your daily blogging, your daily vlogging,
yeah.
I was watching you sort of walking. I remember I drove past you walking along the Fulham Road, and you were just in your camera.
So I've actually seen Jamie before, maybe 7 years ago.
Oh no! Oh God! What happened? Please.
No.
No, it's really not that bad. I got to really build this up.
Is this another Nina Nesbitt moment?
This is my wild story now, by the way.
Nina Nesbitt moment.
This is my wild story. No, it's not at all. No, you were just in, it was Mahiki.
Oh, yeah.
You were on the table, larger than life. And I just remember, it's from a distance,
I was like,
oh.
What a wanker. That's what you were
thinking. No, not at all. But that was just, it was funny. You did have a crowd of women around you, to be fair.
Yeah, the good old days. now I almost repel. Hey.
What about Sophie?
Yeah, she's great. No. God, you're so lucky.
Yeah, wow, that would sounded really bad. No, my girlfriend is, and I've said it before, she's better than me in every single way. And no. I think that's what happens.
And these are the good nowadays, right?
No, but listen, it's interesting about relationships, right? Is that... You know, relationships, and it's tough, right? Relationships are hard to maintain and make okay. And yes, you have arguments and stuff like that, and that's totally fine. But it's when you find someone that you know your life would be worse off than if they weren't there. That's when you realise it's a really good relationship. Because Steph, you and Alex, right, your boyfriend, how long have you been going out for? Are you engaged? Is that right?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, you're not supposed to say congrats to the girl, are you? It's like, of course you're engaged.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's like, well, thank God.
So
it is a funny one, but yeah. Sorry.
Are we allowed to talk about the relationship, or are we
oh,
we
God, not... yeah.
So how was it? So was it get down on one knee? Was it one of those things?
So we've been together for 6 years, which is quite nice. So we've been together before Instagram
year.
And since my no, it was after my gap year.
Was he one of the boys from the boarding school?
You kept in touch. He's actually 16.
Yeah. Legal. So he's 28. And was on one knee. Well, it was kind of a one name, but it was so cute. It's very, very sweet. So he proposed to me in Venice. But obviously the boats, he did it on... He's also got serious OCD, neat and stuff. So I would never expect him to do it on a boat where the ring could potentially, I don't know.
I thought you'd get down on one knee because you get dirty. I'm not getting down.
Yeah. Possibly get his
knees
dirty.
You crazy.
Capsized.
Wild. No, so he kind of half got down in the boat and then proposed there. It was very, very sweet. Yeah.
Were there tears? Francis,
yes.
Who's that behind you? Who's that? They're escaping from your room. Who's escaping from your room?
Run,
be free. From the cage. Should have locked that cage. Wait, so were there tears?
Yes, lots. Although I was kind of annoyed because in the morning he was like, we're going to a really nice restaurant. So put some makeup on now. Rude. actually, I'm annoyed all over again. How rude of them.
We're going to a really nice restaurant, so can you put some makeup on?
Otherwise, it's just embarrassment. And then we got there, but it was quite late in the evening, and we had a little bit of time before we were going to the restaurant. So I took off my makeup and then redid it. To then him proposing to me, and I literally, you could see like the tears of like, oh, I was very happy. Yeah. That's he didn't cry. He's never cried. I'm like desperate for him to cry. And that sounds so wrong.
You've got to make him fear you.
Just like, yes. Yes, I'll work on that.
But Steph, we also just have to congratulate you because not only do you have your
1.4 million followers.
1.5 million, actually, I think it is.
It's actually four, Jamie, but...
Okay, sorry. Who's counting? So, okay, 1.4 million. Can't wait.
That's
to
just
get
how intimidated he is, Steph. He's probably got 1.5. Yeah.
But also, Steph, you've got your app, which you got your fitness app, which is called
WeGlow.
Yeah, WeGlow. Which actually, very kindly, I think you sent it to Sophie, but the little parcel arrived in my flat.
Did it?
Yeah, it arrived there in the flat, and I opened it up. I don't think I told Soph. I'm sure I did.
You just opened it.
Yeah, I just opened it,
and there this was bleeding
it, mate.
But that's incredible, dude. So you've got that going, and also your ambassador for Puma and your amazing clothing line came up, but I think it pretty much sold out, didn't it?
A lot of it has sold out, which is
Puma. So do you know the history of Puma?
I do. Puma is Puma. Do you say Puma or Puma?
Puma, I always say.
No,
Puma.
It's okay. Puma. Puma sounds like something that you know.
Poo.
Yeah, that you do in the morning. I just did my Puma.
When you're cleansing, I'm doing my Puma.
You know, there's a restaurant in Mexico City. It's got a Michelin star, and it's called Poo Hole.
Oh, do you like that one?
I think it's called Poo Hole or something. But no, go on. Oh, no, sorry, Puma. So,
go on about poo.
To myself.
Okay, Puma, well, Puma. I mean...
You probably
two brothers.
Know this.
Two brothers,
yeah.
But explain two to brothers. The listener. Explain to the listener.
Yeah.
So originally they started Adidas, these two brothers, and one of them was more like... he was more of the financially sort of corporate-minded, and then the other one was more artistic, and he wanted to take it down a different direction, more creative. And so they eventually fell out, and the more creative one went off and started Puma. And actually, I guess Adidas is more successful, right? Or
no.
Not now.
No, that's Steph.
Steph, yeah, sorry. No, not now.
Any conclusion?
Adidas is the way better one.
No. Great.
Doesn't Adidas now own Puma?
Puma? Puma.
Not sure.
Puma. But Puma. Seth, dude, honestly, and I know I think you're the type of person who doesn't really like compliments because I've given you a few, but you kind of just, most people don't like compliments, actually. But
I think it's quite a British thing, to be fair.
It's a British thing, for sure. But it's a huge congratulations to yourself for building this audience. You know, you've got this ambassador role and all these different things, and it's, people don't realise the hard work that goes into social media and building it and constantly, because it's you can never sleep. It's a constant grind. It's a constant thing. It has to happen every single day, and it's a huge reflection on yourself as a person. So congratulations. That was very long-winded from me.
No, thank you. It's been a bit of a mad year with everything going on, but yeah, I think it's important for people to kind of, we show you like a snippet of what actually goes into the day, and it's like an everyday thing. And last week I did totally burn out, and I did sleep for 14 hours straight.
14 hours.
It's great.
But also, you're giving something to people right now. Obviously, a lot of gyms are closed and stuff. People can't go to the gym and you know, in the way that they may have before in their routine. So you're giving someone something they can do, you know, on a daily basis in their own homes to keep fit and stay positive.
Yeah, I think it's to keep fit, but it's also obviously like for your mental health, like fitness is such a, even if it's, you know, just doing a stretch for like 15 minutes or, you know, that 20 minutes or however long you want to take, I think it's so important, especially everything we've gone through this year. Movement has been like such a help.
Yeah, just a touch on that, because, you know, we do speak about this a lot on the podcast. You know, has fitness helped you in lots of different ways?
Yeah, so I've said before, I used to play a lot of sport and then I stopped playing and I kind of sort of really felt like I lost myself and I have suffered from like depression and it's a horrible space to be in, and fitness, and it has helped me get back to feeling myself, and it, you know, it makes me feel my best without sounding too... Like, it's cringy, isn't it?
No, it's not cringy at all. I played a lot of rugby growing up, and when I was, you know, I wanted to be professional and all these kind of things. And actually, it was a bit of a blessing because I think I would have been too small and stuff like that. But, you know, I suffered from, and I do still suffer from anxiety at certain times, but I suffered really badly in my early 20s, and it was because I got injured when I was 17, couldn't play rugby, and I lost the one. I wasn't that intelligent. I was a sports scholar at my school, so all I did was play sport, and I lost that. And then when you do lose that, you lose that sense of purpose. And I didn't realize for years why I felt anxious in these different things. And then when I started training again when I was about 26, 27 years old, I didn't train until then. I started training and going to the gym. I remember I did a spin class. And these endorphins rushed into me. And I was like, this is just unbelievable. And I hadn't felt like that for years. Sport is so crucial to your mental health and to balance and to raising endorphins and just to everything. It just makes you a more balanced individual.
To balance your chakras.
No, I definitely agree. And I think because you've, like, obviously sport for you was such a huge part, you've kind of experienced that. And I think there's probably, like, it's such an incredible feeling doing, like, playing sport, doing something you love, because you're not thinking about anything other than, like, the sport itself. And
it makes you present in the moment.
Exactly. And, like, probably with, like, dancing and stuff, like, you know, so many people now associate exercise with, oh, I've got to, like, I have to burn this many calories. But, like, for example, like, dancing, you've gone into every single day for the last how many weeks, and you're not going, oh, today I'm going to go in and burn calories. You're obviously, yes, doing that, but you're dancing and enjoying it and moving your body, and you're probably feeling absolutely incredible for it.
It's about feeling good.
I've actually weirdly had a bit of a sort of almost like a blue bit having finished it, because you've had that exercise every single day. And then for 9-10 weeks, and then suddenly that's all stopped, and your body goes, wait, hang on a second. And it's only been 4 days or four days.
Has it?
5 days. But you suddenly drop. So you need to sort of balance it. I remember, you know, Kobe Bryant, actually, I watched a thing which he was saying, and when he quit basketball, they said, what are you going to do now that you quit? And he said, I'm going to go to the gym on Monday, because if I don't, I know people who've just stopped and you can't do that. So I'll go and shoot some hoops and I'll go to the gym. And it's important you keep that sort of routine, and it just keeps a routine going.
Yeah.
Are you going to join me on a live then, Jamie?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to join you. I feel like Frances and I will join you on a live. I think we should we should do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Whoop your ass at... yeah. Sorry, that sounded... Sorry.
Jamie, that's... That is a
Francis, you come on my girlfriend. Live.
And she's engaged.
Oh, brilliant.
Freudian slip there, sorry
Steph,
about that.
We would honestly we would be thrilled and honored to do that live with you. And so if you ever just drop us a DM.
We're really not gonna be that special.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why I'm really excited about it. Jesus. All right, let's do the Christmas Day one.
He wants those followers.
Yeah. Can't wait, I'm gonna really dress up. Be wearing a black tie.
People might follow me, right?
can you wear the Hercules outfit? And then
I'll wear the wig when I do it.
Yeah.
Right, Francis, we have to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
Well, so what did they leave behind of Neil Armstrong that's now floating around in space? Well, when they were taking off from the moon, they had to lose a bit of extra weight, so they had to chuck out his boots.
Oh my God, Steph, you were close. Steph, you were so close.
You're very close. And it has boots, I guess they're kind of like socks.
And they're metal.
They're kind of like metal socks, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, you're actually right.
I am correct.
You were so right.
So Neil Armstrong's boots are floating around in space.
That's a good
and maybe
one.
His feces.
Yeah, and
probably that too. Yeah. Jamie, I'll give you a point for that.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Hey, Steph, listen, you know, we've taken up far too much of your time. I want to say a big thank you for joining us on the podcast. Absolute legend. Honestly, to all you lovely listeners, go and check out Steph's Instagram, Steph Fit. Go and check out her app and all these kind of stuff. Also, Steph, every single morning...
We glow.
We glow.
Thanks, Francis.
Yeah, thank you, Francis, done it. go and check out your Puma range as well, because it is, it's pretty. I just like the shorts. I like the shorts.
Do you want a pair?
I would. I honestly, that's
Jamie does well. He wears short.
No, they're just shorts. Cool. They've got like a sort of they're just cool shape. I just really like them actually.
You can have some.
Yeah, thanks, dude. And also, if you want to join us on a live, we'll be doing a live together.
Are you actually?
I don't know. I would. Hey, let's actually do it in the morning.
Wait, Francis, you're going to be there as well. He's gone very quiet.
It'll be a middle of the night for
you. You should just do it and get up.
Get up.
I'll wake up.
It's all about feeling good. So get up,
You'd be so energised for going to bed. Hey,
but actually, do you know what? It is annoying. Speaking of feeling down. So, obviously... been training regularly in jiu-jitsu, and then I was planning on training here in Mexico, and everything's locked down, so I can't train.
I really want to get into. I've heard lots of really cool things about jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
It is great. You should definitely do it. Definitely try it.
It's a pretty marvelous sport. Actually, it's very good.
How long have you done that for?
Four years, three and a bit years, I think, something like that. I just did the World Championships. Unfortunately, I didn't win.
Next year.
But next year, yeah, exactly. It's my first year at Blue Belt.
So. Hey, Steph, just want to say a big thank you for coming on the podcast. Honestly, that is so, so kind of you. Thank you so much. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Okay.
Yeah, go on. Give it to us.
Oh shit!
There we go. Metal floats in space.
Something inspirational. Oh wow. I've got really big sweat patches, but it doesn't. Guys, it doesn't matter if you sweat, and look like that. It's how you're supposed to be, how your body intends you to be, and just let it be. Go get it. And sweat.
You killed it. Killed it.
Sweat like no one's watching.
Sweat like no one's watching, and fart and shit if you fancy it.
Steph, thank you so much. Everyone
can we,
will can see
we cut
next...
that end?
No,
that's in there.
It's only because of Jamie and YouTube and all the poo chat. It's in my head.
We wouldn't go that low. We wouldn't stoop that low.
Jamie started it. It was telling us about his morning shit routine. I thought we'd end on one as
and
well.
And you ended
anyway,
it, Steph. You ended
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Listeners,
okay.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next Woo! Week. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.